If you've been following the freezer gate, basically, it's me trying to decide what kind of freezer, because I want to live a freezer life, Bethy. I haven't. I've been talking about it on the show about how I want to be the person, like my mom was, who preps ahead of time, save, makes big batches, saves and freezes, and when I get home, I just go to the freezer. What we're gonna happen? It's a Friday night. Let's open the freezer and party.
Is that really how you and Welly spend your
Yeah, a little
free
bit.
time?
I honestly, well, because we got this house in the country, so when I'm not here in the city, I'm going to be out in the country. It's brand new, it's new,
I
and
know.
so yeah, and so I want to go to the dinners and things like that here in the city. When I get out to the country, I want to be like, dun, 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 dun. Let me open my stupid freezer.
Stupid freezer.
I don't know. Well, that's the problem, is I don't want to get a stupid freezer. And I have updates. I've been talking to people about the type of freezer I should be
Yes.
getting, and
Do you know which one you're going to
I have n I'm narrowing it down. We can discuss. And then also I've been talking to people close to me about freezer etiquette. It turns out there's a lot to know about, three below.
Freezer etiquette?
Girl, don't judge me. Oh, let's do this. Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. And welcome to the program. Ross Matthews, joined by my bestie Bethy. Hello, hello, hello. Oh,
Hello,
God, by the way, there may be some brand new listeners this week
hello.
be because I gave our podcast a shout out on the show this week on the
Woohoo!
Drew Barrymore show. We do this segment called The Weekender, where we talk about our favorite things to what we recommend to read, eat, listen to, for example. And I recommended our podcast, and they show the picture, and I said, "My friend Bethy, and you're there."
Gosh.
And Drew stole your shoes at my wedding, and
Yes,
yes,
she did.
and she every time I say your name, she goes, "Oh, I stole her shoes at your wedding," and so she brought it up on the show.
Oh,
Yeah.
what?
Yeah, I don't
That.
know if it'll make the final edit, because sometimes if things go long, they trim things out. But she goes, "Oh yeah, I stole Bethy's shoes. I don't think she's happy about it." And I was like, "Do you still have them?" And she was like, "Yeah." And
Yeah.
I was like, "Can we return them?" And she was like, "Yeah."
Okay, that's not the first time I've heard they're going to be returned, but it would be great if I got them back. That'd be awesome.
How did Drew Barrymore get your shoes again at my wedding 2 years ago almost? How
Drew
did that happen?
and I really bonded.
Of
Like
course.
we before the wedding, we were hanging out and like having a great time talking about our kids, talking about, dating in our 40s or 50s, whatever.
40s.
But like life post-divorce, all this sort of thing. And we were really getting along. She had my cookbook. So we were talking about the cook. She's like, "Your cookbook is on my desk right now." I was like, "Oh my
Yeah,
gosh."
you know who put
It,
it on her desk? Yeah, Ross Matthews did.
I
You're welcome.
know
Yeah.
you did.
Yes,
Thank
I
you.
hunger pots.
Thank you, darling.
Silver fine cookbooks are sold. Stupid.
That accent isn't necessary, but it does help with sales.
Thank you.
So after the wedding, because she was your flower girl, and after the wedding, she was in these heels and this gorgeous dress, and her feet hurt, and she was like, "Oh my," or she had hurt her ankle or something. And I was like, "Well, I have some like
Sandals,
sandals."
right? Brand new, you just bought them.
I just bought them, and they were a splurge for me.
Yeah.
And in
Yeah,
a very specific colorway that was like hard to find. Anyway, I was like, I have these and they're adjustable. So we have different shoe size, but if you want to borrow them, but mm-hmm. I do need them back. I was like, I really wish I could just be like, you know, oh, just have them. It doesn't matter. But like, I had to put them on a credit card and like, I they understand. Were a big purchase for me.
Yes. And she didn't, you know, she was just like, oh, cute. Thank you. And then she had to leave right away. And yeah. So I think in the mix of everything, people just grabbed the stuff, packed it up. And she left and then the whole summer goes by and Bethy's like, Drew still has my shoes. Can you say something to her? And I'm like, what? No. No, what do you want me to say? And then the first day I come back into work after this, because I got married in May, the summer
this
goes by.
The first day
I come back and work, I see her and I'm like, Drew, and I give her this big hug and I look down and she's wearing Bethy's shoes.
Ross, it was so...
Anyway, so she still has them.
And I hope she's wearing them and loving them.
I'm going to get them back for you. I will be the hero in this story. I will get your shoes back, your sandals, whatever.
After 2 years.
Yeah.
My sandals.
Yes. Will you still
it's
wear
just
them?
The funny thing. Yeah, well, I need to see what condition they're in.
They were pretty well worn. I feel like she spent the whole summer in those sandals.
Okay, but can we also say, like, she featured my sandals in, like, shopping guides?
She did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, in, like, a magazine. I think in her own magazine
she
and
said,
on
these
her
sandals,
website.
These sandals are great, and you can't beat the price. I will say this, and you know this, she is the kindest, most amazing
yes.
human. Really, she is the sweetest thing. And I know that she, because every time I mention you or the podcast, she's like, oh my God, her shoes. Oh my God. Like, she knows it and she feels terrible. And like, you know, and then we kind of forget because life is so busy, but it is, there is a file in her brain that's like Bethy, and she goes there and it's, you know, sandal guilt right away.
Yeah.
So we will get those back for you. Okay.
Okay. Great. And then Drew and I can move past this.
Pass it. You're not really mad. Are you mad?
I really want my shoes.
The answer is no. The answer is no. You're not mad.
No, listen. If I were Drew Barrymore, I wouldn't worry about some pleb's shoes either. But.
Well, she did. She does worry about them. She's like very concerned about getting them back to you, just so you know.
That's lovely.
And the point is this. We got to feature our little show on national television and talking. Your face is there and my face is there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's very cool. It makes me very, very happy. Blah, 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 blah. We got to get to freezer. So here's the deal.
Yes.
We're going to take the quickest of breaks. And then we actually have Rossa peeps chiming in the Facebook mm-hmm. group about what type of freezer and, more importantly, how to freeze. I'll tell you what I'm thinking in terms of what I'm going to buy and then in terms of what you recommend to freeze. I think it's the hottest conversation happening right now.
And the coolest.
Okay. I'm so stupid. We'll be right back.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood.
So
far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the program. Now, Bethy, I have my cellular telephone opened up because I am on Facebook. And, you know, there's so many Rossa peeps in, I think it's like 8,000 or so now.
Yeah, 8,000.
Isn't that crazy? In the Facebook group, people who are talking every day about food and health journeys and delicious things they're making or tricks they're doing. And it makes me happy. I learned so much from them. And I actually posted in there. Did you see the video?
Yes, I did. You look very handsome.
Well, I was sitting there in Lululemon and I was just in the apartment in the city and I thought I was talking. So here's the deal. I had just had a conversation with my mom's best friend, Bonnie, who we know.
Bonnie was my teacher. She was my English teacher.
Same.
Yeah.
And look at us now, Bethy, using big words. Well, she and stuff. Well, Bonnie was a great teacher and, you know, and was my mom's best friend forever. And is like
she's such a sweetheart.
Is absolutely my aunt, you know, like truly. And she especially was always my aunt, but really after my mom passed away has really stepped into the role of always checking on me and making sure I'm good. And, you know, and
your family.
I just love her. And side note, she listens to this podcast every single week.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. So I was talking to her about everything going on with the new house and the everything like that. And she's like, well, more importantly, what about this freezer? And I was like, Bonnie, exactly.
Cause she gets you.
I don't know if I, cause I've always wanted to have a freezer in the garage. I want to be that person. And I pictured in my head, I call them a casket freezer, the kind of freezer that's you open up.
A chest freezer.
Sure. Because I remembered that my mom and dad had one when I was growing up. So that in my head is like the blueprint of what a garage freezer looks like.
Right.
And Bonnie says, Russ, I have to talk to you about the freezer for the new house. Do not get a casket freezer. And I said, why? That's what mom and dad had. And she goes, your mom hated it. She complained about it all the time. She goes, I can't find anything in this beep, beep, beep freezer because it all just piles on top. And then I remembered, well, I do remember like trying to get fudgesicles out of it. And like, you know, we were like a hunter family. That's what we ate, what we hunted. And so I'd have to move like dead animals with one hand and then reach down to get a fudgesicle out. You know, that is, and it wasn't even a one time that happened. That was just how we got the fudgesicles. And so I was like, wait, Bonnie makes a great point. So I said, upright, I'm getting an upright one. So I'm now looking through.
No, I'm disappointed.
Why?
I really wanted a casket freezer for you.
Well, I did too, but I don't want to be in a position where the thing I want is down there below a bunch of dead ducks, you know? And
but I'm sure they have progressed.
I'm looking better.
Since the 80s.
What I see is some have like baskets on one side, but then it's just a whole casket on the left or something. Yeah. And I, what do? You put the split pea soup on the bottom. You got to dig through. What? No, I'm going to do upright. I really am going to do it.
Wow.
And some have more, I wouldn't say bells and whistles, but it's more about shelves and cubbies.
Understood.
Because I don't need a bell or a whistle, but I certainly want a shelf and I would do anything for a cubby. And so that's what I'm looking for now is I'm like, what are the insides? So I see the outside. Great. I don't care if you're white, silver, gunmetal, stainless steel, black. Great. Do you freezer on the outside for me? It's what's on the inside that counts. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about personality, soul, or character. I'm talking about shelves.
Correct. And cubbies.
And cubbies. So I'm doing my work and I just wanted to research. I'm looking into it. And in any recipes, if you have a specific upright freezer with some shelves and cubbies that just are going to blow me away, I want you to share.
A two-door.
No, one door.
Okay.
We're just two people. I don't need, what do I need, a walk-in? No, I just need a garage freezer. I would do anything for a walk-in, but not yet. I'll be a little more successful and I'll get a walk-in. But okay. So then I say, Bonnie, understood. I'm getting an upright, but what do I like? How do you freeze things? Like, I'm not an idiot. I know how to put something in Tupperware and freeze it.
Sure.
But if I'm really living a freezer lifestyle, what does that mean? Does that, because I'm getting a bulk store membership.
Understood. Yes. I have one of those and have big plans for when I get my garage freezer.
Big plans. You understand? I made we are getting a... So I'm buying in bulk, which is a huge change for me. So, but how do I don't want to buy like a whole, you know, 36 pack of chicken breasts and then freeze them like a log. So there are people have ways of, so they say, I buy a big pack of breasts, and then I open it up and I individually seal them. Mm-hmm. I wrap them in saran wrap and freeze them and suck the air out one by one. So that is what I mean by freezer etiquette.
Yeah. Okay.
You understand? Bonnie says to me, you know, Ross, what I like to do is I buy those loaves of French bread and then I cut them in half. I wrap them in saran wrap, then wrap them in tin foil. And then when someone comes over, great. Yes. I pop them in the oven, toast them, slice them. I have baguettes. I have bruschetta. I have whatever. Yep. Like, and that's the kind of life I want to live. Yes. If you pop by, girl, give me five. I can whip something up in no time.
You can get par-baked bread, par-baked baguettes, so that they're actually finishing the cooking when you're heating them up. And that is like,
what did you call me? What is it? Say the word.
Par-baked. Just partially baked.
Par-baked?
Uh-huh. Yeah, par-baked.
I feel like I've done some edibles that made me par-baked.
That's another conversation.
Thank you. Interesting. Okay. I want to just say we asked the Rossa peeps, and these are just some of the things they had to say. Elizabeth Ty said, I use my food saver. I date everything. I rotate items, oldest things on tops. I section my freezer out. Each basket has all the same frozen foods. I also do that when I batch meals.
Batch cooking.
Yeah. See, I love that. Like, I love making a big pot of like a split pea. I have the best split pea soup recipe. It's on the website, recipes.com. I make that. We're only
chorizo.
Yes, I do. It's so good.
Yes.
You could use ham if you want, but I think the chorizo adds a smokiness to it. I do a smoked paprika in there to really bring that out. It is the best split pea soup I've ever had. Anyway. But, you know, I make a big pot. Wellie and I are just two people. We have two bowls. And then freeze it. See you in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Let's see. Christy says, my favorite trick is to freeze all of my vegetable throwaways after washing. Carrots, onion ends, etc. Then I pull them out to make vegetable stock or add chicken and beef bones. Mm-hmm. It makes amazing homemade stock for free. $0, 0 cents. Thank you, Christy. Yes.
You can also put your compost, if you're doing home composting and it can get stinky, you can put your little compost bin in the freezer.
Fabulous.
And then it doesn't stink.
Helen says, I grew up watching my grandmother prep meals and then freeze them. So she would buy large amounts of meat, prep them and freeze them all. That way, every day she would pull something out for the next day. Mm-hmm. And it didn't require any prep. It just went straight into the oven or a pot. On a given day in that freezer, you would find packages of prepared meatballs, packages of little mini meatloaf, seasoned chickens, etc. Mm-hmm. What about Carol, who says, I love using my food saver vacuum sealer. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people did the vacuum sealer.
My grandma used to do a vacuum sealer.
I'm telling you right now, it's too much for me. I can't.
Grandma would freeze leftovers from a restaurant.
Good for grandma. I think it's great. I just don't get it out, put it on the countertop, slice the thing, suck that air out, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm a Ziploc max. You know what I mean? I can wrap something in a saran and a zip, a tin foil maybe.
You don't want like a separate machine to suck the air.
I don't have it in me.
Yeah. Well, then don't do it.
You know what? I think those suck. All right. You know what? I bet if I had one, I would be obsessed with it and I wouldn't shut up about it.
I think you would. Can we talk about this comment about cheese?
Oh,
you can freeze cheese and butter. And I do this.
You freeze cheese?
I freeze cheese.
But if you freeze the cheese, how do you cut the cheese?
I freeze grated cheese. And because I'm lactose intolerant, then I cut the cheese.
So when you freeze grated cheese, it comes out, when you take it out, it's like in a block of grated cheese, though. It doesn't come out like all fine and frozen, does it?
If
like
you buy, confetti. So somebody on Recipes was talking about she grates the cheese and then freezes it. I buy already grated cheese. Because it has often like a little bit of rice flour or something on it to keep it separated. And then you can just take a handful and sprinkle it on whatever you're doing. Because I've I've experienced far too many moldy bags of cheese because I don't go through it very quickly.
Understood. Well, what about people that we talked about? Soup. Terry says, I make large batches of soup. This is the dream, right? And Terry says, then I portion them into Ziploc freezer bags. Yes. I write on the bag using a Sharpie with the name and date I made it. That's smart. But here's my question. Why? I wouldn't put soup into a Ziploc. I would put the soup into a, like a, Tupperware.
Do you know the best? Okay. So first of all, I like to use, and I've mentioned this on the pod before, I like to use the glass dishes that have a plastic lid because when you can freeze it. And then when you take it out of the freezer, you just take the plastic lid off, put it right in the oven and it can heat up that way. And you're not using multiple dishes, but I think the best way to freeze soup is you can get these silicone molds that freeze soup. So you freeze them in the molds. And then once they're fully frozen, you pop them out of the mold and put them in a Ziploc. And then when you can get, just pull out a, one portion or two. Yeah.
Well, then here's the other conversation I want. I want to thank all the recipes. I mean, there are countless of comments on here, but I want to know like what you're freezing, how you freeze it, how you organize your freezer. Yes. Give me suggestions on storage, like Tupperware. I just say that, but that's a brand, you know, like Kleenex. Yeah. But I just mean like sort of food containers, that can be frozen. What kind do you like? How do you do it? I need this conversation to continue because, you know, it's my new lifestyle.
It is. And it suits you beautifully.
Thank you. I'm feeling pretty cool. Oh, someone says they freeze fruits that are in season. Imagine you're freezing, because like where we grew up in Washington State, I used to work at a berry stand, remember?
Yes, you did. I very much remember.
I'd say have a very good day.
Yes, thank you, Barry. You would.
Thank you very much. Well, imagine that fruit was so ripe and delicious. Mm-hmm. You could freeze it. Have some of it in the winter.
Freeze it at its peak. Mm. And then you can use it. Oh, when you're doing bananas, frozen bananas.
Yeah.
So this is such a stupid tip, but if you peel the banana before you freeze it, it's life changing. Cause I used to just take a banana that was turning brown, just throw it into the freezer. But now I peel it, cut it in half and put it in a Ziploc bag that I have in my freezer for bananas. And then they're so much easier to use for banana bread or smoothies or other baked goods.
Good to know. Very appealing, Bethy. Thank you so much. Now, I hate to tell you, but we do have to banana split on this conversation. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
Thank you. But Rasa peeps, please keep us in the loop. Tell us how to do. And I will keep you updated. I want all your recommendations, all your suggestions. Mm-hmm. And thank you to Bonnie for all your tips she gave me. How to freeze fish, by the way. It's very different. Well, Bonnie says you have to, there's a way, but I forget. So Bonnie needs to text me. No, we had a long conversation, but I remember she was very specific instructions about freezing fish, and I completely forget them.
Oh, so thank you for that, Bonnie.
Thank you. And can you write it down? Can someone write this down for me?
Yeah.
Anyone got a pen?
I told my mom that I want to get a freezer for the new house we're getting. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, but I don't like freezer burned foods.
Well, that's the other thing. Like how long can, that's the thing. That's why you date it. So you, how long is too long? I don't know. And what, how do you defrost? Oh my God. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
There's so much to learn. I want to thank you all for taking this journey with me. I'm trying to play it cool, but I'm excited.
Yeah. We can tell. Well
done. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. More show on the way. And welcome back to the program. Before the end of the show, Bethy, we have to do an update on our Chins Up Challenge. I want to say I'm doing really well, holding really strong on the, everything's fitting like slightly, well, really good, or even like a slightly little big. Like there's one suit I had in here in my dressing room where I am right now at Drew, and it was a little tight before Christmas. And now it's a little loose. Like the pants were a little falling down.
That's amazing.
Isn't that good? Our chins up challenges, of course, us trying to stick around this planet as long as humanly possible. Mm-hmm. Bethy, where are you on your chins up challenge? Last I heard, you went to the gym last week, but you also went through McDonald's, Taco Bell,
pizza. Yeah. Last week was crazy. I did not do as well as I could have. And I only went to the gym one time last week. And haven't yet been this week. I kind of fell off the wagon a little bit, but I'm back.
How so are you back?
I'm back because yesterday, I was going to say yesterday I did really well, but yesterday I went out to Mexican food.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how are you back?
I'm back in my mindset because last week I was like, ugh, everything's so busy. I can't be bothered to worry about going to the gym and eating well. And this week I'm like, I'm on it. I'm gonna go to the gym. Even though I haven't, my mindset is there.
Right. I think that's super. Well, my mindset is on Mars. And so I'm on Mars. Isn't that great? Isn't that easy?
You're making fun of me.
No, I'm just going along with your logic.
You're making fun of me.
What?
I did change my mindset from last week.
Me from too. Last week. Now I'm on Mars.
Okay, but I intend to make better choices this week, whereas last week I was like, screw it. I'm not making good choices.
Fair point. Understood. I love you wherever you are, but we're here to keep each other accountable. Okay.
Yes. Okay. And I'm going to go to the gym this afternoon. So
oh
there.
My God. Well, I'm not. So you're better than me.
See?
Oh, I did.
It's mindset.
I had a trainer, a thing with a personal trainer, physical therapy, because I had my shoulders bothering me. And so we did some work on that, and then he was showing me some exercises, and so I did some things, and the next day I was so sore. I was like, this is why I don't go.
Nope.
So but
it feels good when you're sore after you work out, because it's just like a constant reminder, like I did the thing.
Yeah. And my shoulder's a little bit better. So God bless. Anyway, okay. We did thing. We're doing thing. We're living that life. I want to thank you, Bethy, for all your contributions to the program today. Everyone can follow Bethy at Hunger Mama on all social media and also get her book. Hunger Pots available where all fine cookbooks are sold. Also, you can get her shoes for free.
Apparently, for the record, I'm not mad. I just feel awkward about it.
All right. I'm Hella Ross on all social media. The show is Hella Ross Pod on Instagram. Of course, we are Rossipes on Facebook. Just search it. All the links are at rossipes.com. And we'll see you in the group, the Facebook group, all week long, where the conversation continues. And next week here on a brand new episode of Hella Rossipes.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.